USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
One of America's most legendary comic actors and comedy directors has passed away.
There's nothing better than getting a laugh.
Carl Reiner died last night at the age of 98 at his home in Beverly Hills. Reiner was the creative force behind the Dick Van Dyke Show of the early 1960s.
Come here. Get out of here.
Carl Reiner was the father of actor-director Rob Reiner. The Supreme Court says public tax dollars can be given to religious schools. In a 5-4 ruling this morning, the court sided with parents who wanted to send their children to a religious school under a Montana program that allowed tax credits to private schools. However, the program had barred any government money to schools run by churches. Chief Justice John Roberts writing in his opinion that the Free Exercise Clause of the Constitution prevents religious observers from unequal treatment.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Another large earthquake has rattled western Nevada, as the U.S. Geological Survey says. The magnitude 5.1 quake struck 18 miles north of the town of Mina overnight. Mina is about 4 hours northwest of Las Vegas. There are no preliminary reports of injuries or damage. Last month, a magnitude 6.4 earthquake hit western Nevada. Many lawmakers expressing concern about reports that Russia put bounties on the heads of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. House Majority Leader Democrat Steny Hoyer.
It is therefore very, very troubling when you have information that indicates that there are payments being made to specifically target U.S. personnel.
Hoyer commenting after being briefed about it at the White House. He disputed President Trump's claims that the reports of the bounties are a hoax. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Three of the nation's top officials on the coronavirus pandemic are on Capitol Hill discussing how and when to reopen schools safely. Dr. Anthony Fauci, CDC Director Robert Redfield, and FDA Administrator Stephen Hahn testifying before a U.S. Senate committee. Committee Chairman Lamar Alexander calling on President Trump to wear a mask in public. He says it would help make the issue less political. He says wearing a mask is a simple life-saving practice. The Supreme Court says adding a .com to a generic name is worthy of a trademark. In an 8-1 decision, the court ruled that Booking.com was wrongfully denied a trademark because of government regulations banning the copyright of generic words. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg writing the opinion saying adding a distinctive mark makes it more qualified to be officially registered. And the European Union is opening its borders to some foreign visitors, but not to Americans. The EU approving travelers from 15 nations, but it's not going to allow tourists from countries that are still hotspots for the coronavirus outbreak, and that includes the United States, Brazil, and Russia. Canada, Australia, and New Zealand are on the approved list, and so is China, if that country agrees to allow EU visitors in their nation. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.